You were telling us that the Senate may have bitten off a big job when it comes to reforming government oversight of Wall Street.
Yeah, that's right, Chris and Amy. But the chairman of the committee that's participating in projects like standing up the Department of Homeland Security, so this won't be anything new to him. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut chairs the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He says one of the top priorities of the Obama administration is revamping the agencies that oversee the nation's financial markets. Agencies like the Federal Reserve Board, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the like. The feeling here on the Hill is that the current system doesn't work well, and that if left alone could likely spell an eventual repeat of the financial meltdown that we're still recovering from.
So any thoughts of where it could go from here, where they're going to go with this?
Well, I mean, it's worth noting that first, that any legislation in this regard will likely originate in the Senate Banking Committee. But Senator Lieberman told me, we did a little interview at the end of the hearing, he told me that it's his intent to hold some hearings in the Homeland Security Committee and then work on a final report offering the banking panel the information to allow them to lead the way on actually reforming the agencies that oversee the financial services sector. Now, what they're thinking about doing, and one of the things that he's actually looking at, is he's actually looking at the whole idea of starting with a clean sheet of paper in this regard, and maybe merging a couple of the agencies together in places that are logical, so that there's a little less overlap and duplication. Also, trying to keep in mind the fact that you've got a lot of other agencies aside from the ones that have specific mention of financial services in their portfolios. Like, for example, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They have a piece of the pie when it comes to financing because they handle all of the financing of housing purchases at lower income levels. And then you also have the consideration that there are the state agencies that have something to do with regulating banking on the state level. So it's a very complicated setup here. And at least as an exercise, Senator Lieberman told me that he wants to definitely look at least seeing what they could do in a blue sky, clean sheet of paper kind of a mode, what they could maybe try to do in terms of starting from scratch with the agencies that they have to deal with.
So on tomorrow's federal drive, what are you going to share with us?
Well, the panel that testified today was an interesting panel. It's Gene Dodaro, the acting comptroller of the United States. He's also the head of the Government Accountability Office. And we also had two professors who have a great deal of expertise in this area. And then surprisingly, we told you about this a little bit earlier in some of the newscasts, Senator Roland Burris of Illinois, who's the newest member of the United States Senate. He actually was appointed controversially to the seat that President Barack Obama vacated when he was elected to president. But Senator Burris came to the panel today. This is one of his committee assignments, and he has an interesting perspective because, along with being the Attorney General for the state of Illinois, he also used to be one of the first black bank examiners who worked for the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency. So he has a very unique perspective here, and he actually asked some pretty on point questions to the panel today. We'll play some of his questions to the witnesses at this hearing this afternoon.